Previously on Suits.
You think that I don't know that all your problems are solved if I tell them that Harvey did this?
I would be lying if I said it didn't cross my mind that maybe Mike should think about making a deal. And now that they've taken in your father, you can't tell me that the thought hasn't crossed yours too.
Thinking about it and talking about it aren't the same thing.
I got a call about an article on Mike Ross's meteoric rise to junior partner. Problem is, there is no Mike Ross.
You reported it anonymously because you didn't want to look bad.
I reported it anonymously because I was ashamed that it happened on my watch.
I loved you, and you let some stupid secret come between us because you couldn't trust me with it.
All you have to do is admit what you did, and all of this goes away.
Sheila came forward. She admitted she was the one who wrote the email. You and your partners are hereby subpoenaed to hand over every single document in the entire firm.
Harvey, I'm not sure this is the best idea.
We need to know what she has. What's the downside?
The downside is that we move up the trial.
Mike, this trial's coming whether you like it or not. And the more time we have knowing her game plan, the better off we'll be.
Holy shit.
What?
I took the LSATs for this guy.
So what?
So he can give Gibbs something she doesn't even have on me yet.
Yeah. And to do that, he'd be ruining his whole career, which means even if he remembers you, he's more afraid of you than you are of him. So calm the hell down.
All right, let's make this quick.
Your Honor, making it quick is exactly what we're asking you to do. She hasn't handed over her discovery yet.
I'm still building a case, and we haven't even set a date for trial yet.
And the check's in the mail, and all the other things people say when they don't want to do what they have to do.
What I have to do is protect the public from the likes of you.
All right, that's enough. Get that discovery to them by the end of the day.
In that case, we'd like to ask that the date for trial be set in the next 2 weeks.
Objection, Your Honor. She's had weeks to...
You can't have it both ways, Mr. Spector. You can't demand discovery and ask for more time. Trial starts in 2 weeks.
Jessica. We have a problem.
Thanks for pointing that out, Jack. I had no idea.
I'm not talking about the trial. I'm talking about this.
What the hell is that?
An op-ed in the journal. There is no way on God's green earth that at least one of the three named partners at Pearson, Spector, Litt, didn't know what was going on under their own roof.
God's green earth. Who wrote it?
Partner at Skadden. If it wasn't them, it would have been someone else because they smell blood.
I don't care what they smell. I've given up everything for this firm, and if anybody tries to take it from me, they'll have to pry it from my cold, dead hands.
And what's your goddamn plan?
Excuse me?
Jessica, our reputation's taking the beating. We need to rehabilitate it, and that means pro bono, and you know it.
One free case is not going to move the needle, no matter how worthy it is.
I'm not talking about one case. I'm talking about a series of cases for our clients' most valued charities.
Oh, this better not be another scheme, Jack.
You think this is a move?
Now, why would I ever think that after you've tried to take my firm from me 6 times in the last 10 minutes?
I did try to take over from you, but I've been at this firm my entire career, and I am fighting for it now.
And you think I'm not?
I'm sure you are, but you're also the reason I'm holding this indictment of our firm in the first place, because what they're saying is true. And don't you dare try to tell me you didn't know about Mike Ross, because we both know you did.
What the hell do you want?
Well, since you made me come all the way down here, I thought I'd save the taxpayers some money on hiring a server.
Server for what?
For your fiancée. I'd like to ask her some questions.
Get the hell out of here. You want to serve a subpoena, you serve it to her.
Well, then I wouldn't get to see the look on your face. Did you really think I wouldn't hit you where it hurt? I was saving your weakest spot for last. Have a nice day, gentlemen.
What?
You know what? It's time we give that woman a taste of her own medicine.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It means we hire a lawyer from an outside firm and we dig up dirt on someone she cares about.
Are you out of your mind?
You saw what she did to Donna. It's only a matter of time before she tries to pull the same shit with Rachel.
Mike.
Harvey, you're the one that taught me that when someone puts pressure on you, you put it back on them.
I also taught you if you're going to take a swing at someone, you better knock them out. And if we pull the shit that you're talking about and get caught, all that happens is I get thrown off this case and it's game over.
Harvey, I can't stand by and watch other people I care about get attacked, and neither could you.
Mike, I promise you, I will be there for Rachel every step of the way. In the meantime, I need you going through every one of those boxes. Because if that woman's ready to go to trial, she's got a lot more than an email from Lewis's girlfriend.
See the man who was dying for you. What it's like, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, I'm leaving.
Rachel Zane.
Yes.
My name is Anita Gibbs.
I'm I know who you are. Well, I'm flattered. You came for me personally. We aren't supposed to talk for another 3 days, and I don't have my lawyer with me, so...
This isn't a formal interrogation. That won't be necessary.
Then I'll tell you what is necessary. You're going to put in writing that anything I say to you is inadmissible.
I suspected you'd say that, which is why I prepared this. I understand if you prefer to ask somebody who's actually completed law school, if that's legally binding.
I'm perfectly capable of determining if this is legally binding or not. And I am not going to let you bait me into saying anything to you.
Oh, that's fine with me. I'm not looking for you to talk. I'm looking for you to listen.
Well, it's official. No matter what happens at trial, this firm isn't surviving Mike Ross.
I know about the editorial, Lewis.
What editorial? I'm talking about the summer associate applications.
How bad is it?
Three people. Not just any three people. The three people that never should have made it to Harvard in the first place.
God damn it. Sheila's sending us the bottom of the barrel.
She's giving us the sludge that grows at the bottom of the barrel.
Then, I think it might be time we start looking beyond Harvard.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know what? We should start shitting in the urinals while we're at it.
I'm not talking about the University of Arizona, Lewis. I'm talking about Columbia, Yale, Stanford.
And I am talking about appearances. We break our rule and suddenly hire outside of Harvard?
We already broke our rule for Rachel with Columbia.
Please, that was different and you know it.
No, it was because of Mike, which makes it the same goddamn thing. One way or another, we are going to keep this firm going. So if you don't want to go outside of Harvard to do that, then I suggest you go up to Cambridge and convince Sheila to start feeding us some worthy goddamn applicants.
Okay, so first you pick me up, then you bring me to my favorite cafe.
What can I say? I do my homework.
As do I, Ms. Gibbs, which is why I'm not falling for you pretending to be my friend.
Oh, you're right. I'm not your friend. But I am willing to pull some strings to get the man you love into Columbia Law School.
And if you think that I'm going to buy that fairy tale, and the only strings you're trying to pull are mine.
The only fairy tale here is the one where you believe you get out of this thing unscathed.
Okay. We're done here.
Rachel, I'm just trying to give you your options.
I know my options.
And you know you have no spousal privilege, which means you're going to have to tell the truth and put your fiancé away. Or you're going to have to plead the fifth.
Or I can say that he didn't do this.
Perjuring yourself is the same as taking the fifth as far as your future's concerned.
What the hell does that mean?
I'm saying that someday you're going to face the character and fitness committee of the bar, and I seriously doubt they're going to admit somebody who did that.
Are you trying to intimidate a witness? Because yes, someday I will face that committee. But tomorrow they're going to be hearing about you.
I'm your only way out of this mess. You just give me the people who are actually responsible for it, and I'll see to it that both you and Mike can practice law for the rest of your lives.
Please tell me that's the last one.
It is, except for the 100 in the other conference room.
Holy shit.
Yeah, trial strategy 101. Bury the other side in paperwork so they can't find what they're looking for.
And what are we looking for?
Gives us trial strategy. Somewhere in these boxes are the pieces that she is putting together to make her case. We find them, we know specifically what we have to fight.
And what specifically might those things look like?
Witness lists, interviews, anything to do with Lola Jensen. Utility bills from when I was supposed to be at Harvard.
Wait, slow down.
Why are you writing this down?
So I can remember it. And because we need a system.
And because you've never done doc review before. I don't believe it. How have you been a legal secretary this long and never have done doc review?
I will tell you how. Because I am the best damn person you've ever seen at reading people, anticipating needs, and generally dominating everything.
So in this situation, you're going to be absolutely no help at all?
None whatsoever.
I'm getting Rachel.
What's that?
What does it look like?
It looks like something I don't have time for.
Well, make time.
Jessica, we've got 1,000 boxes of shit to go through, and I've got trial in 2 weeks.
What?
That's right, the date's been set. So I'm sorry, I can't have a donut with you right now, but I've got something a little more important to deal with.
Harvey, I understand, but our clients are being circled. Our reputation's getting tanked, and we're getting sent shit associates.
And Mike Ross is facing prison.
And you're handling one thing, while I'm handling everything else.
Jessica.
No, never mind, Harvey. It's clear that you really don't care about keeping this firm together.
I resigned to keep this firm together.
Well, it sure doesn't seem to be working out that way, does it?
I'll have my secretary set up a meeting for Monday.
That meeting's about your pro bono bullshit? Cancel it.
What?
You said it yourself, Jack. Other firms smell blood. Well, you don't get a shark to back off by playing nice. You do it by clubbing it in the face.
They come after our clients, we go after theirs.
Clients aren't the ones writing editorials for the Wall Street Journal, Jack.
You want to poach an attorney?
I want to poach a whole goddamn department.
That is definitely another way to go.
No, it's the only way to go. Because if we didn't do what we're saying we didn't do, this is what we do.
I get it. You're trying to convince the world we're innocent.
Jack, I don't give a shit if my enemies think I'm innocent or not. I give a shit whether they think they can take me down. Which is why I'm not going to cower in some pro bono corner trying to convince them that I'm friendly. I'm going to kick some ass. And remind them that I'm fierce.
There you are. I'm looking everywhere for you. Rachel, we need your help. Where have you been?
With Anita Gibbs.
What? How could you let that happen?
Because she ambushed me on the street with a document that said our conversation would be inadmissible.
And if she did that, it's because she didn't want to talk to you. She wanted to get in your head.
Mike, I know what she wanted to do.
What did she say?
She said that she could get you into Columbia and that you could be a lawyer after all this is over.
Rachel, she's lying.
You think I don't know that?
Well, we've already been over this. The only way she is going to help us is if we help her put Harvey and Jessica away.
Yes, Mike, I know that. But we didn't go over the part where I don't get into the bar because I took the fifth.
Oh, God damn it. This is exactly why I wanted Harvey to be there. She got in your head.
She didn't get into my head. She dangled our dream in front of me. And I know that we can't have that. It doesn't mean I can't handle this.
Doesn't seem like you're handling it.
I am.
You're crying.
No, I'm releasing my emotions so that I can persevere instead of denying them and losing my mind, which I can't do today because I have a meeting with the dean. Now, I came in here to be alone so I can deal with my shit. So if you don't mind, I would like to be alone so I can deal with my shit.
Hey, did you find something in the discovery?
Yeah, I sure as hell did. I just discovered that Gibbs picked up Rachel.
What? She arrested her?
No, she pulled up to the curb with some documents.
I don't give a shit what she pulled up with. Rachel should know not to go with her.
Yeah, and that would have been an excellent thing for her lawyer to tell her, except her lawyer wasn't there.
Excuse me?
You promised me that you would be with her every step of the way.
I promised I'd represent her at a deposition, not babysit her 24 hours a day.
Maybe instead of getting mad at Rachel, it is time for us to figure out how to go after Gibbs.
This again?
Yes, this again. I told you she was going to go after Rachel, and now she has.
And I told you if you're going to go after someone, you better knock them out.
Then you better figure out a way to knock Gibbs out soon, because if you don't, I will.
Louis. What are you doing here?
What? Thought you could lie to my face and get away with it?
I never lied to you.
Really? Because you swore you wouldn't come forward about that email, but you did. Now you're pulling this associate shit.
I didn't come forward. They found me. And I'm not pulling any associate shit.
And what do you call this pathetic excuse of a candidate's list?
I call it inevitable. Because our students can read.
The editorial.
Yes. The editorial.
So you're not sending us sludge.
Louis, I'm not doing anything. Your firm is being investigated by the U.S. Attorney's Office. And no one is going to risk their career on a place that may not even exist in a month.
They might. If you convince them to.
Louis, I can't do that.
Sheila, please. I came here once before, hoping for a second chance, and you wouldn't give it to me.
What does that have to do with this?
Because if we had gotten back together, then I wouldn't even be at the firm now. But I am. And it's all I have. I understand you not giving me a second chance then. But I'm begging you. Give my firm one now.
Louis, even if I wanted to, it won't work.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. Because they're going to ask me if I think it's a good idea for them to work at Pearson Spector Lit. And I don't.
Sure.
Louis, please don't ask me to lie to them.
What are you doing?
I'm just wondering if you're going to stay in here going over stuff all day.
What else would I be doing? Going to the ball game?
I don't know, Harvey. I thought maybe you'd be doing something to get Anita Gibbs to back off Rachel.
Donna, she threatened to go to the bar. It's a bullshit hypothetical that she couldn't do until after Rachel testified, which is after the trial starts, and that's what I'm goddamn working on.
Harvey, all I'm saying is that when Mike gets worked up about something, he doesn't tend to make the best decisions.
Well, if he doesn't work on the discovery, he's going to go to jail, so... What do you want me to do?
I don't know, Harvey, but you better at least go talk to Anita Gibbs. Because Mike gave you a warning loud and clear. If you don't do something, he will.
Jack, I don't often come outside for my coffee, but when I do, it's because I'm feeling the need for a little alone time.
Well, I came out here because I knew you wouldn't want anyone hearing what I have to say.
Are you here to tell me you can get the job done?
No, I'm here to tell you if you want me to get it done, you're going to have to open your wallet.
I'm not paying you your money just to get you to put your department.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking real estate division at Baker Hostetler.
How much do they want?
Double what they're making.
Are you insane? That's what broke Dewey Ballantyne. You can't have two classes of partners.
No, we can't poach a department because they're the only ones even willing to come here considering what's going on.
Then make the offer. And let me have my goddamn coffee in peace.
Miss Scott, there's a Harvey Specter here to see you. He says it's urgent.
Send him in. I don't believe it. You have some balls pretending to be Harvey to get in here.
Well, you did call me Baby Harvey once.
I don't give a shit what I called you. Get out
Scotty,
now.
Scotty, please, listen. I knew you would never agree to see me, and I need to talk to you.
About what?
I need someone to bring an action against Anita Gibbs' sister.
Are you insane?
Listen to me. She is not just coming after me. She is coming after my fiancé.
I don't care. If I do that, I might as well call the woman up and tell her that I'm in on your whole bullshit, too.
Then we get someone
not
from
to
your
mention,
firm.
I told Harvey that I never even wanted to hear your name again. He didn't tell you about that, did he? Well, I guess he hasn't changed, because he didn't tell me about you until it was too late either. So I am sorry about your fiancé, but I need you to go now.
Scotty, this woman is not going to stop until she gets what she wants. And what she wants is Harvey. So I'm not asking you to do this for me and Rachel. I'm asking you to do it for him.
I have an invitation to your bar mitzvah because I'm busy that day.
It's a motion to have you sanctioned for improperly contacting a witness.
I didn't improperly contact anyone.
Oh, bullshit. You got Rachel Zane alone so you could offer her a deal to turn on me.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You listen to me. You've been pulling shit like this from the second this thing started. You deny my client access to his attorney, you fabricated charges against Donna, and now you're tampering with a witness.
And all witness tampering would do is hurt my own case. And why on God's green earth would I do that?
What did you just say?
I said you're insane. If you think
now
that...
You said on God's green earth, which is exactly what that editorial said. I remember because I thought, what person under 80 uses that phrase? Well, looks like I found her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You sure as hell do, because you planted that goddamn thing.
You have any proof? No, you don't. But even if I did plant that thing, it would only be because there's no way that one of you did not know what was going on. And until one of you admits that, I'm going to take apart your firm brick by brick. So you want to file that thing, you go ahead. It's not going to stop me for 1 second.
Rachel, please, have a seat.
Thank you, Dean. I have to say, I have so been looking forward to my first student review.
And ever since your first interview here, you have done nothing but impress me. Which is why I'm sorry to have to bring this up now.
Bring what up?
The fact that your last LSAT score was significantly higher than your previous ones.
That is because I studied incredibly hard the last time.
Did you study hard? Or did your fiancé study hard for you?
You think Mike took the LSATs for me?
I think he's been indicted for more serious crimes than that. And now there are allegations that he's taken the LSATs for people.
I can't believe this. I took that test myself.
And I have a responsibility to protect the reputation of this university.
And how exactly are you proposing to protect that reputation?
By expelling any dangers to it. Unless, of course, for some reason, these allegations against him are dropped.
Anita Gibbs called you, didn't she?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm simply giving you the courtesy of letting you know that if I have to choose between your future and this university's, I'm not choosing you.
Well, then please, tell Ms. Gibbs thank you for the courtesy.
Scotty, what are you doing here?
I can't believe you sent him to me.
Sent who?
Oh, don't give me that. The last time you came to me, you said it was because Mike made you. Well, this time, you made him.
I didn't make him do anything.
Well, then you taught him well, because he came to me and pulled on my heartstrings to get me to do something for you. But this time, the answer is no. I am not going after Anita Gibbs.
Scotty, I would never ask you to do something like that.
That's funny, because you asked me to throw a case to keep Mike from getting caught.
Throwing a case doesn't put a target on your back.
If you really wanted to keep a target off my back, you never would have told me about Mike in the first place.
Scotty, I didn't tell him to do that.
Well, then I guess you two are having the same problem we did. You don't talk to each other. Since you chose him over me, it's not my problem anymore.
I didn't choose him over you.
Yes, you did. And whether you choose to admit it or not, it was Mike's secret that broke us up in the first place.
You let her in here without telling me?
I was in the conference room going over discovery. What are you going to do?
I don't know what I'm going to do, but whatever it is, I'm going to do it right now.
Harvey, calm down.
I'm not going to calm down. You told me to go after Gibbs to stop Mike from doing something stupid, and I did. And all that did was waste our time like I said it would.
Harvey, Gibbs is attacking Rachel, the woman he loves. You, of all people, should be able to understand that.
I don't give a shit. He had no right to go after someone I love.
Okay, you know what, Harvey? Mike is the one on trial here, not Scotty. And all he did was ask her to do something. So maybe the thing that you're really upset about is that she was right.
Well, how'd it go?
We've known each other a long time, Jack. And I'd really like to help, but it's not gonna happen.
You said if I could get them double.
I said it would take at least double just to get me to ask. I did, and they laughed me out of the room.
What if I could get you more?
There's no number that's going to get them to come to Pierce Inspector because they don't believe there's going to be a firm to come to.
Then why did you ask to meet me here?
Because after I asked them about your offer, I asked them about mine.
What are you talking about?
I told them a former fraternity brother of mine who happens to be a kick-ass lawyer might be looking for a change.
You're offering me a job.
Jack, Pierce Inspector's a sinking ship.
We've taken on some water.
You've taken on an ocean. Why the hell would you want to stay there?
I'll tell you why. Because if that ship sinks, I'll find myself another job. But if it doesn't, I have a chance to be one of the captains. If I come to you now, I'll never be more than a lifer. As my friend, tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
Tell me they put out a special evening edition on us, too.
Not yet.
I read it. By the way, on the flight up to Boston.
And did it fire you up?
Pissed me the hell off.
You couldn't get it done with Sheila, could you?
Jessica, she didn't send the candidates on that list. They were the only three that even has to be submitted, and it was because of bullshit like that.
People are scared to come here.
They are. I tried to get Sheila to make them unafraid, but I couldn't.
That's all right. It's all right, Lewis. It's not your fault. Once word got out about Mike, this was bound to happen.
When I learned from hiring Mike, was that not all great lawyers went to Harvard.
What are you saying?
I contacted Stanford, Yale, Columbia, Penn, and all the rest. Top 20 law schools. I officially opened up the doors to Pierce Inspector Lynn.
I know how much you hated to do that, Louis. But sometimes we need to do what we have to. To survive.
Is there anything else I can do?
No, there isn't. Right now, we just need to get through this trial. And pray to God that Harvey gets my goddamn Ross off the hook.
Doing dishes.
So?
So you hate doing dishes, which means something's wrong.
Nothing's wrong.
What's going on?
I don't even know if I should say it, because the last time I did, you got so mad you thought I was going to leave you, and you say you want me to share things with you, but I don't know if you do, because when I do, you seem to get so upset that I
get it. You want to talk about making a deal.
I don't know what I want to do. She said that she could get you into Columbia, and you're right. It got into my head.
Rachel, we've been over this. She was lying.
That's before I knew she was able to get to the dean.
What are you talking about?
I had my meeting with him today, and I thought he was going to tell me how well I'd been doing, and instead, he threatened to expel me.
Okay. Okay, that doesn't mean that it was Gibbs.
You weren't there.
No, I wasn't there, right? But it's not crazy to assume that they would question whether or not you knew about me without talking to Gibbs.
Is it crazy for them to mention a crime you haven't even been accused of without talking to Gibbs?
What?
They said there are rumors of you taking the LSAT for people, and they're accusing you of doing that for me.
Well, at least now I know what I need to do.
Harvey, I know how we can stop Gibbs from pressuring Rachel.
Does it involve going to Scotty without telling me?
Harvey.
God damn it, you had no right.
I had every right because I knew Gibbs would keep crossing lines, and that's exactly what she did.
What are you talking about?
She manipulated the Dean of Columbia into threatening to expel Rachel.
Where's your proof?
They accused her of having me take the LSATs for her. But the only problem is there's no record of me ever having been accused of that.
The guy you saw in court.
Yes, his name is David Green. He must have told Gibbs about me, and then she used that to get the dean to strong-arm Rachel. That's abuse of power.
I told you, the only problem with that theory is David Green tells Gibbs about you, and his career's done.
Then he must have told her anonymously.
Which doesn't help us, because we still don't have any proof that she contacted the dean.
No, we don't, but it wouldn't be that hard for me to get.
No. Could be a setup. It's too risky.
This whole goddamn thing is too risky, but right now, Rachel's future is in jeopardy, and if I have to risk tacking on a few years to save her, it's not even a close call.
All right, do what you have to do. Just don't get caught.
You're knocking. That means it's either bad news or you want something.
I couldn't get the department.
Don't tell me. They said we're in no position to poach anybody.
It's exactly what they said right before they offered me a job.
So you're here to tell me you took it?
I'm here to ask you if you want me to take it.
Oh, what the hell difference does it make what I want?
Jessica, when I left Boston, people said I was a traitor, that I thought I was too good for my own hometown. But it wasn't true. But I knew the real test for me wasn't making it in my own hometown. It's making it in the toughest city in the world. And as far as I'm concerned, I haven't done that yet.
You want to be made name partner?
I want to know if it'll ever even be on the table.
I could say yes to that right now. But how would you know you could trust me?
I have no other choice.
And how do I know I can trust you? This.
You know what it is.
It's what Daniel Hartman has on you.
Now you have it too.
David Green.
What are you doing here?
So you do remember me?
Of course I do. You're the guy we're prosecuting. Fake lawyer.
Oh, I'm more than that, and you know it.
What are you talking about?
You hired me because I'm smart. What you don't know is that I have a photographic memory, which means I have your driver's license number from 7 years ago memorized. Not that it matters, so I also made a copy. I think I made a copy of all my clients' licenses.
Doesn't prove anything.
Maybe not. But I also remember every answer I put down on a 104-question test. That's not proof. I don't know what is.
What do you want?
I want proof that Anita Gibbs is pressuring the Dean of Columbia to expel Rachel Zane.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Okay, they went to law school together. There's your connection.
Circumstantial public record not good enough.
I do what you're asking and get caught, and my career at the U.S. Attorney's Office is over.
And I give what I have to the DA, and your career as a lawyer is over.
When you do that, you only implicate yourself.
Yeah, maybe you didn't notice, asshole, but I'm already on trial. And now you're coming after the woman I love. And the truth is, you don't deserve to practice law. Maybe I don't either, but she does. And believe me, when it comes to this, I really don't give a shit about me or you.
And what if I can't find what you're looking for?
You know what, David? You might not have been smart enough to get 178 on the LSATs. But I'm pretty damn sure you're smart enough to do that.
What's this?
That's what you're going to sign.
This says you're dropping a charge of malicious prosecution in exchange for me admitting a sanctionable offense.
And for backing the hell off going after Rachel Zane.
Is this a joke?
No, and neither is getting the Dean of Columbia Law to do your dirty work.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what we're talking about. And unless you want us to tell the world that you intimidated a witness by colluding with your old law school buddy, you're going to sign that.
You don't have a shred of proof that I had anyone do anything.
I have a copy of an anonymous tip sent to you saying I took the LSATs for people and a record of a phone call from your office to the Dean of Columbia 10 minutes later.
That's not proof of anything.
It's proof enough for us to sue Dean Herrick for every penny he's ever made. You think when we get him in a deposition he isn't going to crack?
Pretty smart, don't you?
Smart enough to outwit a U.S. attorney.
And if we can do it here, what makes you think we won't be able to do it in court?
Because court's not about bullshit like this. It's about facts. And the fact is, you're not a goddamn lawyer.
How'd you know?
Because you're doing that puffy chest thing that you do and you feel really good about yourself.
I do not do a puffy chest thing.
Yes, you do, but relax, because I love you and your chest.
Well, I love you and your chest.
Hey.
Well, that came out wrong. Seriously, I meant your mind. Your brilliant legal mind.
Well, if it wasn't for you and your brilliant legal mind, I might not be in law school right now.
No, I understand that a lot of them already. Okay, well, if anyone wants to... No, I see. I see. Maybe next year. What?
Louis, I need to talk to you for a second.
What now?
Jack Soloff wants to know if we'd someday consider making him name partner.
Why the hell would we do that?
Because I sent him to poach a department, and instead they offered him a job.
I get it. Nobody wants to come here, so your answer is to give our in-house enemy the promotion he's always wanted.
Louis, you're the one who wanted me to do it before.
And you talked me out of it because you were right, just like you used to be right about everything, but now it seems like you're wrong about everything.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I just heard back from the last of those 20 schools, and it turns out they have a lot more in common with Harvard than we thought, because none of them want anything to do with us, because our leadership sucks.
You watch yourself, Louis.
I don't need to watch myself. I need to light a fire under your ass, because our future is slipping away, and offering Jack name partner or praying to God that Harvey just gets Mike off the hook isn't going to stop it from happening.
Okay, Louis. You want to do something more than pray Harvey gets Mike acquitted. Then you get your ass back up to Harvard, and you make sure Sheila doesn't show up to that trial.
Thank you.
Donna? Is there something I can help you with?
I just wanted to say that I'm sorry about what happened with the dean, and I'm glad that Mike took care of it.
Thank you. I'm sorry that I didn't come to you with this whole thing, but
they were pressuring you to turn on Harvey, and based on our last conversation, you didn't think I was the right person to talk to about that.
As usual, you're right.
Rachel, I got upset because I didn't want to think about what I'd do if I had to choose between my dad and Harvey. And this whole situation sucks, and we may have to make hard choices. And I want you to know that no matter what you do, you're my friend, and I will always love you.
I will always love you, too.
Thank you for coming.
I only came here because I don't want you or Mike Ross or anyone else from this firm showing up at my firm ever again. So what can I do for you?
I was thinking about what you said about me not admitting things to myself, and I wanted to talk to you about it.
Why?
I wanted you to know the truth.
And what exactly is the truth?
Our relationship didn't end because of Mike. It ended because I wasn't ready to confront what was wrong with me, and I don't know if I'll ever be ready, but I've been seeing someone, and I wanted to tell you about it.
And why does it matter that I know that?
Because if I ever get out of this thing in one piece, I want to know if it's okay to call you again.
Harvey, it's always okay to call me. But I've actually been going to therapy myself, and I don't know where I'll be when this whole thing is over. But I do hope that you get out of this thing in one piece. Excuse me. I'm not sure if you know who I am.
I worked here for 2 months, Rachel. I know who you are.
I wanted to say that I know that you got caught in the crossfire. And I know how that feels. And I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rachel? Have you thought about what might happen when this is all over?
You mean if Mike goes to jail?
I mean, even if he doesn't.
What are you talking about?
Even if he is acquitted, there is an excellent chance he will be thrown out of the bar and never be able to practice law again.
It wouldn't matter because Mike's prepared to never practice law again anyway.
And sometimes people think they're prepared and they're not.
I don't understand.
Rachel, Mike is going to have to watch you do what he dreams of doing. And if he is anything like Harvey, he probably thinks he can do it better than you. And there is a possibility that he might resent you for it.
I appreciate the advice. But Mike's not like that.
And I'm sorry I overstepped my bounds.
What are you doing here? We've been over this. There's nothing I can do.
I'm not here about the associates. I need you to take this.
What's that?
It's a ticket to Argentina. I need you to go there until the trial's over.
And why would I do that?
Because the prosecution has no power to subpoena you there.
Let me get this straight. You want me to flee the country so you can protect yourself?
I want you to flee the country so you can protect yourself.
Louis.
Sheila, you take that stand. You're going to say things that hurt us, which means Harvey's going to say things that hurt you, and I will not be able to handle that.
The truth isn't going to hurt me, Louis.
Isn't it true, Ms. Zaz, that while you claim no one had unauthorized access to the Harvard file room, there were times you were derelict in your duties?
I've never been derelict in my life.
Then how does that explain the fact that there's a man in this courtroom that had unauthorized access to that very room?
Louis, please.
Was it because you had a relationship with that man? A relationship that ultimately failed?
That's not...
Relevant? It's more than goddamn relevant. Because when he broke up with you, you started this vicious rumor to get back at him.
That's a lie. Those are all lies.
Is it a lie that you had sex with that man and left him alone in the supposedly impenetrable Harvard file room?
Louis, this could cost me my job.
God damn it, Harvey's not going to care.
No. not a lie.
And if you did that with him, why should we believe you didn't do that with others? I'm sorry. Sheila, I'm only trying to protect you.
If you really wanted to protect me, you wouldn't tell Harvey those things in the first place.
He's going to want me to tell him anything I know that will help. You asked me to not make you lie. Please don't ask me to lie to him.
Okay, Louis. I'll go.
What are you still doing here?
Well, we still have a trial coming up. I'm going to make any headway on my defense. I need to get going.
Your defense?
Yes. My defense.
Are you saying what I think you're saying? Because there's an expression about that. It says if you're thinking it, you're a fool.
You heard her. She said the fact is that I'm not a goddamn lawyer. Well, the only way to change that fact is for a jury to see me be a goddamn lawyer.
You try that, all they're going to see is someone going to prison.
That's bullshit. I can handle her.
You've never even gone through a criminal trial before.
Oh, yeah, and when was the last time you did? How many years ago was it?
I don't believe it. You think you're better than me?
No, this isn't about who's better. It's about who's better for this case. And my life is on the line. If I go down because of my call, I can take it. If I go down because of yours, I can't.
This isn't just your life. This is all of ours.
Well, like I said, it's my call and I'm making it.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
This isn't over.
I just finished going through discovery and we have a problem.
What is it?
They found Trevor.